This morning I'm going to be reading from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 16. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who has love has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Through these words, God's voice is heard. Let's pray. God, you have given us so much in life already, and we are grateful for your love and presence. We ask that you give us something else today, something you need us to hear, something we need to feel, something that will change our hearts. Remind us of your great love and how it is deep within us to share with others. Amen. So often we hear the phrase, God loves you. It seems so simple, doesn't it? Three small words that offer a powerful message for all. I often stop to think about how I know that God loves me. Well, I see his love for me in the beauty all around me. I feel his love for me from those people who surround me and care for me. There are other times, though, that I wonder why God loves me. After some of the chapters in my life, why would a powerful God like ours want to love me? My identity can get easily lost at times. Labels are plastered on me and I forget who I am, or rather, whose I am. I get caught up and at times lost in who others say I am. Jeremy's wife, Amy and Haley's mom, Ross and Linda's daughter, the other minister, the youth leader, the one who teaches dance, the one who makes us do things we don't want to do, the one who likes different hymns, and the list continues. There are also the labels I plaster on myself, the ones that speak to lack of confidence, of not being good enough, of not being included. And through the stack of all those labels, the label of truth fails to stick. The one that says, I am Kim, a child of God, the one he loves unconditionally. God's love is big enough to cover all my heartaches, all my mess ups, all my insecurities. God's love is for me. He loves me. He chose me. I'm not who I believe others say I am. The labels I am quick to stick on myself are also easy to put on others. At times, I am guilty of placing labels on other people, defining them by what appears on the outside. I know I can even cast off looks of disbelief or perhaps even disgust. Labeling with judgment and criticism rather than lifting people up with praise, respect, and love. I have to remind myself that God also loves those people I label. He calls them by name, they are His children, and He loves them unconditionally too. I think maybe we are all quick to judge at times, aren't we? Especially when we feel pushed out of our comfort zone, when our patience is tried, when we just can't seem to hold it all together to muster up enough grace to offer others, when we lose our identity or struggle to find the real us. Finding a balance can be difficult at times. We want to love others because that's what we're supposed to do, but then other thoughts fill our heads and our hearts become hardened. We put God on the back burner because we want to do things on our own. We feel we can handle it ourselves. We don't need Him to direct our paths. And really, does He care that much if we take the driver's seat from time to time? He's got enough other big stuff going on in this world of ours that He could likely use a break from us. But here's the thing. God wants us to put Him first in everything we do with everyone we interact with. He takes the initiative in loving us first and wants us to follow suit. The only reason we can love God or anyone else is because God first loved us. He showed us that love by sending His Son to earth to die for you, to die for me, to die for those we struggle to even like, let alone love. He showed us that love by giving us everything we have in life. We love because God first loved us. If we want to learn how to love other people, we've got to first understand and feel how much God loves us. When we feel that unconditional love and accept it, our hearts soften and we see things differently. We start giving others a little slack and become more accepting and patient and kind ourselves. We won't become as angry as we have in the past or as quickly frustrated. We are going to be more forgiving. We are going to be more merciful. We are going to offer others grace. The reason we see people who are judgmental, sarcastic, angry, self-righteous, and always putting others down is because they don't necessarily like themselves. They don't feel good about themselves. They don't feel loved. They don't feel forgiven. They don't feel grace. They feel guilty. They feel bad about themselves. And if they feel bad about themselves, they certainly don't want you feeling good about yourself. Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you've been hurt by people in your world. Parents, a spouse, a sibling, a friend. Maybe you've been abused or mistreated, rejected, abandoned, or betrayed. Maybe, like the rest of us, you've got scars on your heart that still sting, regardless of how much time you've had to heal. Maybe, like the rest of us, you are caught up at times judging others. Maybe, like the rest of us, you long to fit in and feel loved. And maybe there are times when you are being too self-focused to notice what's going on around you. I want to share a quick story this morning that I read online. A lady went to her pastor and said, "Pastor, I won't be going to your church anymore." The pastor responded, "But why?" The lady said, "I saw a woman gossiping about another member, a man that is a hypocrite, the worship team living wrong, people looking at their phone during the service, among so many other things wrong in your church." The pastor replied, "Okay, but before you go, do me a favor. Take a full glass of water and walk around the church 3 times without spilling a drop on the ground. Afterwards, leave the church if you desire. The lady thought, too easy. She walked 3 times around the church as the pastor had asked. When she finished, she told the pastor she was ready to leave. The pastor said, before you leave, I want to ask you one more question. When you were walking around the church, did you see anyone gossiping? The lady replied, no. Did you see any hypocrites? The lady said, no. Anyone looking at their phone? Again, the lady said, no. You know why? Asked the pastor. No, responded the woman. You were focused on the glass to make sure you didn't stumble and spill any water. It's the same with our life. When we keep our eyes on Jesus, we don't have time to see the mistakes of others. We will reach out a helping hand to them and concentrate on our own walk with the Lord. Simply put, you cannot give to others what you have not yet received yourself. Unlovely people are unloved people. Hurt people hurt people. If you're filled with anger and impatience and you don't feel loved, guess what? You're not going to be able to love anybody else. When we are so consumed looking at the faults of others, we fail to see where we fall short ourselves. We all need to learn how much God loves us and let our hearts be healed so that His love can flow through us. It is impossible to love others until you really feel loved yourself. Do you feel loved? Do you know that God loves you? The Bible tells us that we know and rely on the love that God has for each of us. But do we really know the love of God in our hearts? Sometimes it's we ourselves who stand in the way of that love. We continue to block God out of various chapters. All the while, God continues to remind us that nothing can separate His love from us. He sent His Son to die for you, for me, for all of us. Jesus went to that cross and declared His love as He stretched out His arms. And then, when He was asked how much He loved us, He said, this much. There is no end to His love. There are no conditions. When we allow God to live in us and work through us, we can more easily love and serve others. 3 simple words that speak deep truth are these. God loves you. May our hearts know this. May our heads know this. May we feel that love. May we pass that powerful message on to those in our pew, to those on our teams, to those we have coffee with after worship, to those outside these church walls. God's love is deep. Let us share with the world. God's love is for all.